As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports played on a field or ice or court.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line. Same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Now for our story. It was afternoon of the day after Lisa Fenner had told Del Shipley the story which weighed so heavily on her conscience, had confessed relinquishing her baby son. Now in the apartment Lisa shares with Lily Devon on the near north side of Chicago, the two girls are preparing dinner.
How many cups for you, Lily?
Oh, two, I guess.
All right.
You make swell coffee, Lisa. It's much better than mine.
No, it isn't.
Wonder if I've forgotten anything in the salad. Here, Lisa, take this.
I think a little bit more salt.
Okay. Well, I think I could live on salads. I never used to get enough of them when I was on the road. You know what passes for salad in those cheap restaurants? A hunk of lettuce.
Yes, awful.
Anything happened today while I was gone?
The laundry came back.
Oh, boy, that's better than 3 years on Broadway.
I was certainly glad to see it. I only hope I put things away where they belong. Oh, and by the way, I didn't have any change, so I had to pay him out of the food kitty.
Hey, come to think of it, I borrowed $1 from the kitty yesterday. Must be getting sort of low.
Not too bad. I counted it up. There's over $3 left.
Oh, fine. We're millionaires.
I hope I didn't disturb you when I came in last night. It was sort of late.
No. You know me. Takes an earthquake to wake me up.
Well, I'm glad. I tripped over the lamp cord and made quite a racket.
Don't ever worry about waking me up. Sleep's the best thing I do. Well, let's see. Everything's ready but this fudge. Let's go in the other room and sit down for a minute.
That's a good idea. I'm going to flop down here on the couch.
Oh, brother, I wish I didn't have to go to work tonight. I like to stay home. Go to bed at 9 and read mystery stories.
I don't feel much like working either.
What's the matter, kid? You feeling low?
Not exactly, but...
I meant to tell you this before, Lisa, but... I couldn't seem to get the words out. I've been so formal and polite around here lately. Anyway, I want to tell you I'm sorry about what happened. I never should have butted into your business.
Oh. Well, I've been wanting to tell you I'm sorry for the way I acted. I know you meant to help when you got Lance to come and see me, but I was so upset that afterwards I said a lot of things I was sorry for later.
Oh, well, that's okay. I had him coming to me, I guess. It'll teach me to tend to my own knitting in the future.
Please don't think I didn't appreciate it, Lily. But you see, there are a lot of things you don't know. Things that make a big difference.
Oh, sure. Well, you know what they say about fools. They rush in where angels...
Fear to tread?
Yeah. That's me, all right. See, the way I saw it was just a simple matter of getting you two guys together. I thought everything would be pie for breakfast after that.
I can see why you thought so.
I did act that way, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was something awfully serious that was holding things up between you and Lance. But I do now. And you can rest assured I won't pester you anymore. I told Del today
you
that
You talked
I...
to Del this afternoon?
Yeah. In fact, we talked about you.
You did? What did Del... I mean, did he tell you anything?
Sure. Quite a few things. Especially the fact that I'd be better off if I wasn't always trying to mix myself up in other people's lives.
Oh. I just wondered.
I guess you and Del must have had quite a session last night.
We did talk for quite a while.
Del's a smart woman, Lisa. You can bank on anything she tells you. I know a lot of cases where she's gotten people out of jams. And she's sort of like Aunt Mary that way. I guess that's why they're such good friends. They've got a lot in common.
Yes, they have.
Speaking of Aunt Mary, I'm going down to Wakefield this weekend.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice, Lily. Be sure and give my love to everyone.
Yeah, I will. You won't mind being in the apartment alone for a couple of nights, will you, Lisa?
Oh, no.
Probably be kind of good for you anyway, having the place to yourself. Not me here yapping at you all the time.
You don't yap at me, Lily. I like talking to you.
Maybe so, but it won't hurt you to have a little vacation from me. Absence makes the heart grow fonder or something. I am looking forward to the trip, though. It'll be swell to see Peggy again.
Yes. I wonder when she's getting married. I'd like to get her a little present.
No, it can't be very soon, or Aunt Mary would have mentioned it to Del. Did you meet this guy she's engaged to when you were staying at the farm?
Yes, I saw him several times. He's very nice. Do you know Randy Lane?
Randy? No, I've never seen him, except a picture Peggy had of him when he was about 15.
Randy's an awfully nice boy. He's so down-to-earth.
Good-looking?
Yes. Oh, I wouldn't call him handsome, really. But he has a good, strong face. He's very attractive.
Not that it matters. Personally, I just want to relax for a change. I'll let Del do all the honors as far as sharp conversation goes.
Del? Is she
going? Oh, yes. I'm driving down with Del in her car.
That's strange.
What's strange about it? It's only a few hours' drive. No point piling on a train.
That's not what I meant. It's just that... Del didn't say anything to me about planning to go to Wakefield.
Well, she probably decided to go on the spur of the moment. That's the way Del is. She gets a bee in her bonnet all of a sudden, and right away she starts to do something about it. She and Aunt Mary are probably planning to put their heads together on something or other.
I wonder what. Lily, I just remembered something. I'll have to go out for a while.
No? The dinner's practically ready.
I'll be right back. It won't take me more than 10 minutes.
Well, can't you wait and do it later?
No, I'm sorry, Lily, but I can't wait.
Okay, then, but... You better make it fast or dinner will be spoiled.
Lisa Fenner picked up her coat and ran down the stairs, down to the drugstore at the corner. She hurried into a telephone booth and dialed the number of Del Shipley's apartment.
Hello?
Hello, Del. This is Lisa.
Oh, hello there, hon. How are you feeling today?
I'm all right, Del, but...
That's good. I was thinking about you since our talk last night. I sure wish I could think of some way to straighten things out for you.
No. I don't want you to do anything. Please, Del, that's why I phoned. Lily just told me you were going down to Wakefield to see Aunt Mary.
Yes, I am.
But, Del, you promised me you wouldn't tell anyone what I told you about the baby.
That's right.
But if you're going to Wakefield to see Aunt Mary...
Aunt Mary and I have something we want to talk over. We've been planning to get together for quite a while. It has nothing to do with you.
Oh, I thought that...
Look, Lisa, when I make a promise, I keep it. I told you I wouldn't say anything about what you told me. And that's that. Don't you trust me?
I'm sorry, Del. When Lily said you and she were going down there, it scared me. I guess I lost my head. It's not that I don't trust you. Please believe me.
All right, Lisa. I'm sorry if I bit your head off, but... I don't like people doubting my word. I try my best to be on the level, and I hate to have anyone think I'm not.
Oh, I don't think that. But I thought you and Aunt Mary might get to talking.
Sure we will. And we're bound to talk about you, but that's just because Aunt Mary's fond of you. She'll want to know how you're getting along. But don't get it in your head that I'm going to spill the beans. Forget it, kid. Everything's strictly under control.
But you're wrong, Del. Aunt Mary is fond of Lisa Fenner, it's true. However, she has another reason for being interested in the young dancer. It's an idea that Lisa's life is linked somehow with something which is happening in Wakefield. If Aunt Mary explains her reasons to you, Del, you may regret very much giving Lisa your promise to say nothing about the baby she gave away to another woman.
When you want to bet on sports, play it on a field or ice or courts.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Ch-ch-chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.